The first step to helping prevent suicide is to help reduce stigma. You have the opportunity to get to know the people you support and see them for more than their diagnosis and mental illness. There are many ways you can do this. An easy way is to put the person before the illness. When you work with a person who has attempted suicide, you aren't working with a suicidal person. You are supporting a person with their mental health. They are not their diagnosis. The words you say and the thoughts you have matter. You want to be an ally to the person, not a cause for further disconnection. When you use terms like crazy, lunatic, or psycho, someone who is silently suffering may find you unapproachable. In your own workplace, you should help to create an open environment where all people are included. One way to make a difference is to discuss mental illness like you would culture and diversity. Knowledge leads to better understanding and acceptance. You can also become an advocate. This means learning, understanding, and teaching others. You can help create suicide awareness and prevention by writing letters to your congressional representatives or to the local newspaper. Help inform people about the truths of mental illness. Lastly, get to know people with personal experiences of mental illness and listen to their stories to better understand what they went through and how they handled difficult situations.